when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. And it will just be you and me today for the next hour. It can be a monologue if you'd like, but it's much more fun for you and much more fun for me to have a conversation. So please feel free to call in at 877-480-4120 with your questions and comments about today's topic, moving, or about anything else that strikes your fancy in the wonderful world of divorce. You just heard the opening verse to When Love Goes Astray, which can only mean it's Friday at noon. Today is November 4th, 2011. And before I forget, daylight savings time ends very early Saturday night. No, Sunday morning, actually. Which means we all get an extra hour of sleep on Saturday night. It'll be lighter out in the morning, which is good for morning people like me. And it will be darker much earlier in the evening. Perhaps we'll do another show in the future on seasonal affect disorder. If you loyal listeners of the show will recall that when daylight savings time went into effect, or right at the end of it, of standard time, we had a therapist in talking about seasonal affect disorder, which is just a fancy way of saying that we are all susceptible to some degree of depression when there is less sunlight. But today's show is all about moving. Why? Well, let's start with the premise of the show. The show, in general, is all about me. And I just went through my own little move, but why is this important in the wonderful world of divorce? Well, in the words of my late brother, who had wanted to form a divorce registry, something akin to a wedding registry, his tagline was, "Because somebody's gotta go." So I just moved, and that's why we're talking about it. And as if matters weren't worse, you know, moving is one of the top 10 stressors in life. So is divorce. So, believe it or not, is marriage. Go figure. But with last Saturday's pre-Halloween snowstorm and branches breaking and power lines going down, I did my move, at least the beginning of my move, without electricity. I did the last minute packing without electricity. So if anybody has any idea of what I did with certain screws that I need to put things back together with, please give us a call. I have no idea where certain things are because I packed in the dark. You know, the Clash put it this way. Should I stay or should I go? Well, as a divorce attorney, I generally tell people, don't move out. The theory being, if he or she wants you to go so badly, maybe we can get them to bend on an issue or two in order to get you to leave. Why leave and get nothing in return when you could possibly get something in return? In other words, it's all part of the negotiation. With that said, my own move 3 years ago, my initial move, came right after I said, I want a divorce. Well, I did want a divorce, and I moved out very quickly. I did not give my own lawyer the opportunity to leverage my move out. She would have paid to have me go. She hated me as much as I hated her. I needed to leave. I had to go. It was important for my self-preservation. As I said before, moving is one of the true stressors in life, even if it's unrelated to the breach of the death do us part vows. And this past weekend was my third move in less than 3 years. When I first moved out, I had the ultimate bachelor pad. First of all, I had a one-bedroom apartment. Why did I have a one-bedroom apartment? I never thought I'd be a custodial parent. I thought that my kids would see me with an overnight once every so often, and that the sofa bed was certainly sufficient for their purposes. Little did I know. But I found this great building, doorman, swimming pool, health club, and I rolled out of bed into the PATH station, 2 stops, 10 minutes, and I turned the key to my office door and I was at work. Talk about your great commutes. Oh, I forgot. I also had a wonderful view of Manhattan because I did live in Jersey City and it was not Manhattan. But, you know, the greatest plans in life are often misplaced. My son couldn't live with his mother. His mother couldn't live with my son. And I often got those phone calls. Come and get him before I kill him. Come and get me before I kill her. So with my son only a junior in high school, I realized that for me to live with my son, I had to give up my 10-minute commute. I had to give up my doorman, my swimming pool. Didn't have a tennis court, but I did have a health club. And I had to get back to that area with the hour and a half commute each way. Oh my God, was that terrible. But that move presented problems as well. And I'm going to go into my second apartment and then the reasons for my move to my third when we get back from the break. I want to remind everybody that this is a conversation. This is not a monologue. Please call in. The number again, 877-480-4120. Too shy to talk call? Why, for God's sakes? But if you are, email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com. And you can contact us also at the fan Facebook, the Talking Alternative fan Facebook fan page. One day I'll understand how that works. We're going to talk about noise and why I was compelled to move. And we're also going to talk about my lawyering myself out of a lease. When we come back here at the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease.
Ask and ye shall receive. That was The Clash. Should I stay or should I go? Well, I'm a divorce lawyer. Go. Unless you're my client already, and then stay. And we'll see what we can get for you to go. Okay. So I moved from my great place to my hovel. And that's what it was. It was a hovel. Which was, you know, it's funny because my son moved in with me. And in one of those rare conversations I had with my ex, she said, how do you deal with his mess? My response? I closed the door. And now, obviously, he was 16 at the time. He's 19 now. So actually, he's probably about 17 at the time. He's had his experience of trashing my home, and now he has been instilled with the wrath of God to keep the place clean. We're in a couple of days. We'll see what happens. Every move has its issues. I moved underneath of the neighbors from hell. Why do I say that? Well, they had a blaring stereo that was literally on from 5 a.m. until 1 a.m. every single day. And I'm not one of those people who sleeps soundly. I sleep lightly. So I had a lot of trouble with that. And what was worse was that we either had religious revival music being blasted or rap with deep bass being blasted from above. And that really depended on whether the grandmother or the granddaughter worked the remote. It was insufferable, and it got worse over time. Now I'm a lawyer. I'm also a human being. I don't want to bother people at their home. So I didn't call my super at 1 in the morning. I would go there the following day, and I would tell him the story. And I say, I read the lease. The lease says if you live upstairs, you have to have 80% of your floor space carpeted. I know they don't have it. Please do something about it. And I must have made 5 or 6 or 7 different complaints. It fell upon deaf ears. So what did I do? I did not raise my own volume because that would defeat the purpose of me being able to go to sleep. So what I did was some of those lessons you learn in elementary school. The policeman is your friend. Okay, so I called my local precinct. Did not call 911. just made a local call and said, I have this problem. And the police came over. Wasn't the first time they came over. No, it was the first time. It wasn't the last time they came over. And they basically, you know, they went upstairs, told them to quiet down, and left. Then they went back up. But what was odd was that the next night, about 9 o'clock, the police knock on my door. Your upstairs neighbor is complaining about wafting smell of marijuana from your apartment. Now, I didn't know what to say about that. I really didn't know what to say about that. I had a son. Still had a son who was 17 at the time. 18, maybe. Could he have been smoking marijuana at the age of 17 or 18? I was. So I broke the rule that I had given to my ex-wife. You know, we denied it up and down to the police. We wouldn't let him in without a warrant. You know, we did the whole lawyer thing. And then I said to him, you know, these people are going to keep complaining. Whether you have anything or not, ha, wink, wink, get it out. We have problems with these neighbors from hell. And, you know, I broke the rule that I had said to his mother, which was I closed the door. I went in his room one day. And what did I discover? I discovered what I thought was an empty bottle of Heineken. I looked around some more. And I found a bag of what I will call pencil shavings, which I accidentally kicked and knocked some out. So I looked inside the bag. And I'm sorry that I'm telling tales out of school, but nah, I won't even tell you. I found pencil shavings. We'll leave it at that. I don't want to embarrass my son any more than I already have. So, you know, I said to him, look, this is what I found. I found this bottle of Heineken. He goes, Dad, that's not a bottle of Heineken. I said, what are you talking about? He said, look at the bottle. I look at the bottle, and it's not really a beer bottle. It's just shaped like a beer bottle. It was a bong. Shaped like a Heineken bottle with the label High Again instead of Heineken. I said, thank you very much. You're proving my point for me. If these pencil shavings are anything other than pencil shavings, get them out of the house. Get them out now. So, you know, we have not had that issue again. The neighbors continue to complain about me. I continue to complain about them. Now I'm going to give you a piece of law. It's not from the practice of divorce law. It is from first year property law in law school. When you rent an apartment, your landlord is giving you a warranty of habitability. That means that you have to be able to live in the place that you live, because that you're renting. Because I couldn't sleep, I couldn't live there. I sent my landlord a letter. You've breached the warranty of habitability. If it's not corrected, I'm going to terminate the lease. I then waited another few days, and it was still bad. And I sent them another letter by certified mail. You've breached your warranty of habitability. I'm terminating the lease in 30 days. Believe it or not, the landlord actually accepted it.
In real estate, there's also
Sam who's breaking in here.
There's the thing of in quiet enjoyment of the premises.
That's correct, quiet enjoyment.
Right.
So, and that means basically what it means, right. That you can enjoy your home quietly, and obviously couldn't. It got to the point where I would watch television, and I couldn't hear my television over the sound of what was coming in from downstairs. So I had my loophole, and I was out of there. Now, things change. Little children, little problems. Big children, big problems. So, as my loyal listeners know, I have two children. My baby is a 19-year-old son who is now a high school graduate, thank God, and does not have to live in the school system. He is taking his first semester of college off to make some money. And he is working two jobs and living with me because he can't live with his mother. My daughter decided that my daughter is 23, and under the Obama health care plan, she has a little over 2 years left to get a job and get off my health insurance plan, because who knows what's going to happen when she hits the magic 26. So she, after 2 years sabbatical from college, she went back to college locally. She was living in the former marital residence until that place closed. My lovely and beautiful and wonderful, I am of course being facetious, ex-wife, moved into a two-bedroom apartment with one bed. My daughter's bed from the former marital residence, that's a legal term for the big house, was going to be thrown away until I said, no, I'll take it. And I took it and I put it in my apartment, the old apartment, because I knew that at some point I needed to put together a bed for my daughter. And we're going to talk about why I needed to move, not just because of the noise, but for other reasons when we get back from the break. I have listeners there, out there. I see the map. I know you're listening. Pick up the phone. Give us a call, 877-480-4120. Email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com. Please, 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 we want to hear from you. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. I'm here with Sam. I'm here with Janice. We're having a good time. We want to hear from you, too, here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Get for your money, and it seems such a waste. is the time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
I'm moving out. Billy Joel. And the funny thing is, well, the house was not in Hackensack, yak, 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 yak. It was off Hackensack, yak, 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 yak Street in Harrington Park. So Billy Joel is the man. he have it. I understand we have a caller. Thank you. Let's see who we have. Who have we got? Hi.
Hello.
This is Larry. Who am I talking to? Can I have your first name, please?
Larry, this is Eric. How are you?
I'm good, Eric. How are you?
Good. May I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything you want.
Thank you. Larry, I'm in the process of just put papers in through legal Zoom. Need to start filling them out. But I also have a property that needs to be sold.
Okay, wait, before you do that, Eric, if you could just speak up a little bit, so we're having a little trouble hearing you. You have property that needs to be sold?
Well, it's a big complex. This property is owned by multiple family members. It's multiple dwellings.
Okay.
My family owned a quarter of the property, and I was in the process of divorce. Now, my wife, I love her very much, but I'm just thinking, and I want to take care of her in the divorce. But I'm not sure how much he's entitled to, and if it would be better to divorce first before the house is sold or divorce after.
Well, all right. You said it's a multiple dwelling. How many units? Approximately.
Four.
Okay.
Four.
And other family members live in the other three units?
Right. Well, they all moved out, so the house is pretty much empty, and they just want to sell it.
And did you buy it before or after you were married?
No, this is an inherited property that's been in the family for generations.
That's your property. She's not entitled to a dime.
Oh, by New York state law, then she's not entitled to anything?
She's not entitled to a dime. You inherited it. It's yours. Now, let's say she did renovations to the house with her own hands, or she put in her own money into renovations, or even you put marital money into renovation, she might be entitled to a little bit of appreciation for that. But basically, she's not entitled to a piece of your inherited property. And I'm guessing that this property has gone up or down in value over time based not upon work done, but upon market conditions.
Exactly.
So under those circumstances, the law says she's not entitled to any of it. Now, does she know you want to divorce her?
Oh, yeah, sure. We've been going through.
And what's her position?
No, it's not mutual, so it's a bit, it hurts more, when it's not mutual. And, there's a lot of, that's a lot of guilt on my part.
Uh-huh. And there's no, her name is not on the deed, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. In a perfect world, you should divorce her now with you owning a house with separate property with three vacant units, because now you have no finances to support the house, no finances to support her, and you have no cash in your pocket to pay her with. So once you sell the house, whatever equity you have, she's going to try and glom onto, because it's cash. Cash is king. So the recommendation I would make to you is that you do the divorce now. You get her to move out at some point. You probably have to give her some moving out money, some moving expense money. Not because she's entitled to it, only because we want to get rid of her at some point. Do you have children?
I have a 20-year-old daughter.
Okay, so she's out of the house?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have a need to be close to your ex because you want to see a young child. That was why I asked the question.
Right, of course.
So in answer to your question, if you can't take it anymore, move to one of the vacant apartments. I'd rather you stayed in the apartment with your wife, started a divorce action, and gotten rid and, you know, resolved that issue. And then once she's out of the picture, which means out of the premises, then you and your family members can do whatever you'd like with this property. It's not the greatest time in the world to sell anyway.
And then, of course, she lost her job, and she's making 40% less income, if not more. And, you know, anywhere she goes, the rent's going to go up 3-4 times, you know, and that's my concern. You know, well, it shouldn't be your concern because it's a divorce, but, you know, it's part.
Well, is she working?
Yeah, she works, but it's, I mean, we're talking about she took like a 50% income loss, though.
Well, there may be, you know, an alimony obligation that you will have, which will enable her to afford a place to go. But you're right. Because of the downturn in the real estate market, I know that I was able to negotiate a fairly good rent for my newest place. So, and everybody's negotiating now. So there's plenty of inventory, as they say, plenty of open apartments, as you know, as you yourself know, because you've got 3 empty apartments in your building. So
let me ask you another question in regards to my daughter. So in terms of alimony, you said alimony would be paid to my daughter only.
Alimony goes to your ex-wife, and child support would go to your daughter. If your daughter is 20 and she's still in school. Okay, so there'll probably be a child support obligation. There may be a college obligation. Those are things, but they'll end in a couple of years. The alimony really depends. You said something about New York state law, so I'm going to give you the good news. You live in New York. You don't live in New Jersey. If you were married to this woman for more than 10 years in the state of New Jersey, you'd be paying her alimony for the rest of her life, which also means the rest of your life. But because it's New York, it's a whole different set of laws. So you are lucky. I lived 3 miles south of the state line in New Jersey, so I was not so lucky. So I would recommend that you call a lawyer and talk about what your options are. You can certainly call my office and speak with me if you'd like. And I'll give you my number right now. My office number is 212-964.
I'm sorry, say again.
212-964-3502. And Eric, if you like what you hear on the show, please don't keep us a secret. Tell your friends to listen in as well.
Oh, I already have. I'm a good friend of Sam.
Okay.
Sam, thank you all.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate the call in.
I'll probably give you a call in.
Great. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Well, that was nice. That was a nice call. And anybody else out there wants to call in, even without a possible case for me, and who just wants to ask a question or who wants to talk about moving in general, please do. Call the number here, 877-480-4120. I think I give that number out in my sleep. I'm sorry I messed it up. Talking Alternative, Facebook fan page. Larry at divorcedbybloom.com. Give us your emails. Give us your questions. Give us your comments. We are the Divorce Hour here at Talking Alternative, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. We'll be back in a minute.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
On my demons, finally content with the past I regret. I found you find strength in your moments of weakness. For once I'm at peace with myself. I've been burdened with blame, trapped in the past for too long.
That was Rascal Flatts. I'm moving on. A little country music. Why not? Why not? So let's go back to my little story. I always said to people that the happiest day of their life is the day the divorce is final. I have a confession. That's the second happiest day of your life. The happiest day of your life is the day that the sale of the former marital residence closes and you no longer have that money pit to drag you down. And that, of course, requires the moving. And I had been out of the house, but she moved. She, who shall not be named, moved, took that two-bedroom apartment with one bed. As a good friend of mine would say, what up with that? What up with that? But think about it. What does that act say to your children? I was flabbergasted. We have two children. She has two bedrooms. She has one bed. Trust me, my son isn't sleeping in the bed with her, and neither is my daughter. And as I said before, she was ready to throw out my daughter's bed. It hadn't sold in the tag sale. So I took it. I knew full well that at some point it would be used for one of my children, whether they lived with me or they didn't live with me. You know, I had a storage facility. We took it apart because we couldn't get it in the door of the garden apartment without it being taken apart. And that, of course, led to a few days before we could find the screws to put the bed back together. My son was kind enough to find those. We are still missing those little things you poke into bookshelves that hold the shelves up. bookcases. We're still missing those, but I think I can get those at Home Depot or Lowe's or one of those wonderful places for real men, places that I feel like I'm a girl at. I do not like Lowe's at Home Depot. There's only one place that's worse. IKEA. IKEA is a four-letter word. It is one of the really, really bad ones. So, I have this unmanageable situation where I'm living. Can't sleep at night. I got a daughter without a bed. Well, my son didn't need to be in the school district anymore, so I went looking. I found some great apartments, but I found a townhouse. This townhouse is literally 1 minute from the George Washington Bridge. It took the half hour of driving through local streets in New Jersey to go anywhere, anywhere, off my radar. And not only that, I have two bedrooms, a living room, a dining room off the kitchen, a separate dining room off the kitchen, and a family room. And we are buying, once my daughter sits down and picks something out with me, we are buying screens, room dividers, which we can fold up and use as the room as a family room when she's not there. And when she wants to sleep there, she has her own private bedroom. Not only that, there's a half bath right off her room. She wants to take a shower. Well, then she's got to either use my shower or her brother's shower. Thank God I don't have to share a bathroom with my son anymore. That is worth the price of admission. So, I have space for my children. And you heard me last week talking about the holidays. I've learned, I'm 57, almost 58 years old. Man, I'm getting old. I'm a divorce lawyer, if nothing else. For January will be my 32nd anniversary as a divorce lawyer. You would think I would pick up on things a little more quickly than I actually do. I can't race my ex for the holidays. And I can't force her to do anything, like provide her with a bed, make sure that she provides a bed for the children to sleep in. But my words and now my actions have shown each child that there will always be a seat for them at my dinner table, whether it's for a holiday or for anything else, and that there will always be a bed for them in my home. I am shocked. I am appalled that my ex doesn't feel the same way. I am mortified that she continues to use guilt and suffering to maintain a relationship with two now adult children. I talked about the holidays last week, and I don't think I have to go there now. So, how do you move? Very carefully. The initial one out of the marital residence was by far the trickiest. First, you better be damn sure you really want to do it, because there's a fairly good chance that once you move out, you may not be permitted to move out unless there is a, if you'll excuse the expression, reconciliation. Reconciliation is my least favorite word in the English language. It means I have to pay the retainer fee back. So I don't like that word. When do you tell your spouse? When do you tell your kids? How do you tell them? As I said, moving out was my decision, and it was contrary to the professional advice that I give my clients and that my lawyer gave me. But I needed to get my ducks in a row before I did anything. So I waited until just about the time I was ready to sign a lease before saying anything to she who shall not be named, also known as Voldemort. The kids were not told until I had a signed lease and the furniture was actually ordered. And I remember my kids had two questions. There were really two incredible questions. One was, what about the dog? And that was easy. The dog goes with the house. And as I told you last week, the dog died pendant de light, died during the pendency of the action, not under my watch. But, you know, the dog was old. The dog was sickly. Dog died. The other thing was my kids wanted to know what I wanted to do about furniture. And I said, I bought furniture. Now, I said this in front of my ex, and she goes, you can afford furniture? And I'm thinking to myself, I furnished an entire apartment on what she paid, on less than what she paid for one couch. I couldn't believe it. I'm going to give you all an unpaid testimonial, an unpaid sponsorship. Bob's is the best furniture place in the world for inexpensive, non-IKEA stuff. No assembly, reasonably priced. And the dark leathers, dark colored leathers that scream bachelor pad. Now, I had nothing in the old place, so the move was an easy thing. All I had were things that my ex wouldn't let me bring in the house, which was basically furniture I inherited from my brother and had stayed in the garage. And I know we're coming up against our last break. Funny, I thought I would run out of material. Now it seems I won't go through all my material. And the first move was easy. It was in from the garage on street level to an elevator building in a high rise, so there was no stairs to climb. So that was easy. If you have a question like Eric, if you have a comment, if you want to say anything, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
To the east side, to a deluxe apartment. That, of course, is the Jeffersons, the theme music to the television show The Jeffersons. And if you don't never heard of the Jeffersons, please do not call in. You are too young to listen to this show. No, I'm kidding. Anybody could call in, and you can view the Jeffersons on Hulu and YouTube and all those other wacky little websites. I recommend that you do that. And it's incredible. The last television show I watched on the internet was Dynasty. An episode of Dynasty. Why? Somebody was dating, had a bit part on it. I found it out on IMDb, and I did my due diligence because I wanted to make sure I wasn't dating a complete lunatic. So, and turns out she had a resume. Go figure. All right, I'm not going to talk about all my moves. I'm just going to tell you that the last move was up a flight of stairs to get to the living unit. No, to get to the front door, up a second flight of stairs to get to the living unit, and then it was a duplex from there. Beautiful, beautiful place. Great view of not New York, but of the countryside of New Jersey. And you know what? Fall foliage time, it's a gorgeous view. Of course, next week it'll be past peak, and we'll be into winter, but that's another story. Okay, so I hired a mover this time. I wasn't going up those flight steps by myself. Moving is great. It's great for you. It's great for your ego. It's great for your sense of self. I want to talk about what's coming up. Next week, I have Lee Chabin coming in, divorce mediator, attorney. We're going to talk about mediation and your children. Our children, yours, mine, maybe even his. And then on November 18th, Karen McMahon's coming back. Why? Her new ebook is about to come out. And she has to get me that ebook before, so I can read it before the show and act knowledgeably and talk about it. And then it's Thanksgiving, followed by the various Festivus holidays. My plan, I don't know whether we're dark or not the day after Thanksgiving, but on Black Friday, I'm assuming that we are. I'm taking the day off. Why? Well, in the olden days, I played football on Thanksgiving Day. The only time of the year I played football, and I couldn't walk the day after Thanksgiving, so I always took it off. It was my holiday. It was my personal day. You can't make me come in because I can't physically get there. And last year, I did a monologue on New Year's resolutions. I am telling all of my guests now, and I will be communicating with each of them, all of my guests of the past year, to call in with but a single New Year's resolution. Talk about resolutions and divorce and getting on with your life. I'm really excited about that. I think that's going to be fun. And after that, it's 2012. And as you all know, New Year's is my favorite holiday of the year. It's the New Year's resolutions. Get rid of the dead weight, get that divorce. But 2012 is particularly exciting. It's the end of the Mayan calendar. It is not the Mayans predicting the end of the world, as Sam has told me. It's merely the end of their 20,000-year cycle, something like that. But it is the year that Nostradamus predicted the end of civilization. I can't wait to talk about all these things as the new year comes along. I want everybody, please, stay tuned for my good friend Tony Martinetti, who is not only smarter than I am, but who has actually performed stand-up comedy himself. As but a wannabe pretender comedian, I can only bow to his intestinal fortitude. Tony is a great listen, so please stay tuned. Of course, this show is not just my own personal soapbox self-therapy session. If there's a topic you want to have addressed, please let me know. My email, larry@divorcebybloom.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the extra hour in bed. Be that with the one you love. If it's married, you're married to them or you're not married to them. Just enjoy that extra hour in bed. I will see you next week for 11-11-11 here at Talking Alternative. Have a great week.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.